3-2, Castellanos waiting at the plate. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, line down the right field line. It's in for a base hit. It'll go to the corner. Boehm will score. JT coming home to score. And Nick Castellanos delivers a two-out, two-run double here in the ninth. And the Phillies now lead it 3-0.
But that was a big moment last night, obviously, as the Phillies won. The Braves did not play, so the Phillies now 9 games off on Atlanta, which almost feels a little... I mean, let's put it this way. Obviously, the Braves haven't played great lately because the Phillies haven't won on the same clip as they had in the first couple months. Yet the lead is, only 1 game off what it was at the top, which was, I believe, 10 games. So good job by the Phillies. Great job by Zach Wheeler last night. 7 innings. Absolute, obviously, phenomenal pitcher doing great things for the Phillies. All right, so Nick Sirianni coming up shortly. Now, 2 things from yesterday we haven't yet covered. One, and this was a strange story, Michael Gallup retired. You know, every once in a while you see a player in football who retires right before training camp. Maybe they're like, all right, my heart's not in it. I mean, his team was just about to go to camp. 6 years in the league, he was a pretty good player. 6 years in the league, retired. Was there an injury? I don't know, probably.
But it seemed like there was usually an injury.
But he was Gallup. A pretty good player, and it was only year 6.
Well, he was supposed to be a pretty good player,
but he was good.
It just didn't seem like he was available as often as I would have expected.
But you didn't expect him to retire.
I absolutely did not.
No. The other thing from yesterday, speaking of injury, you may not know this. Mike Trout was appearing in a minor league game. He got pulled out after 2 innings because his knee acted up again.
Which is crazy because they said 6 weeks when it happened, and it's been like 3 months or 2.5 months or whatever.
And so there's 2 different things here. One is obviously Trout's career, which is unfortunately, feels kind of derailed. The second was the theoretical possibility that if he reestablished here in like a week, the Phillies could trade for him. I didn't expect it, but I'm just saying it wasn't like impossible. But obviously, the Phillies aren't going to go in for a guy you totally can't trust if he's ever going to play. So Trout will go back on the mend, and we'll see whenever he next plays for the Angels, which, hopefully is later this year. Maybe it's next season. Who knows? 215-592-9494 to weigh in on everything we're discussing.
Maybe now's
today.
The time to buy low.
Well, the problem is, the good news is the Angels will have to pay more and more of the money. You just don't want to pay much money.
Right.
And the Angels have to pick up 80% of
his
salary.
They prorate it, and you take him off their hands.
It's possible. It's
while
possible.
He's healing up. I mean, I'm certain.
I think it's very, very unlikely.
Very unlikely.
I would bet against
it. Sirianni coming up really soon here on WIP.
Speaking of which, we just got a note. It looks like it's going to be closer to 9:15 than 9. So at least they let us know ahead of time, I suppose. Also,
not like them.
Not 100% sure if this is what it means, but Elliot texted me from the room. Apparently there are 2 microphones set up, so he thinks there's a chance that Howie will be on with Nick. We'll find out. But there are 2 microphones.
Well, so normally, yes and no. So
yippee, Joe. Well, no, seriously,
no,
that's
normally,
a yippee.
Well, normally
kinda.
It is,
yippee.
But is Howie? Is that because I don't remember Howie speaking at the start of training camp? Is that cover for Nick? No, I'm serious. What is that?
It's definitely Howie and Nick. Howie and Nick.
You just got that confirmed.
Yeah, they changed it on the website. It says Roseman Sirianni.
Is that
conference.
Cover for Nick for whatever reason?
100%. I don't think there's any question. They know that the first question, the big question, the Jalen relationship, that whole thing, and I think Howie's there to help him through it. Yeah, I do.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been wrong, I think it's either once or twice in my whole life.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
I have been wrong before, but it's rare. Very rare. I don't remember Howie speaking at the start of training camp.
Ever. In my memory. I don't remember it.
I don't have a recollection one way or the other. This is massive, though, the fact that they felt like they had to put him there with Nick. It is not normal that you've got the GM sitting there.
Yeah,
it is not normal.
I'm almost positive he hasn't
coach,
done it before.
You got the like, maybe Jerry Jones has done this past, but he's in a different, wacky world.
Yeah. All right, well, that's fascinating.
This is weird.
It's a different dynamic. All right. Well, look, I mean, there's an awful lot about the roster that obviously would be interesting to know about. Although I will say this, at this point, it's less about, at this point, to me, it does feel like more of a Nick Sirianni moment than a Howie. The team is formed. Now, who's going to make the team is to be determined, but the roster is formed.
Like, is this a sign Howie that we're becoming more like it's going to be more Jerry Jones-esque moving forward?
No, it's not the owner. Not the owner.
Okay, but he was also the GM, so to speak. The
GM. He is actually the GM.
I don't think he's called the GM.
No, I think he's the general manager of the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, okay.
If you're saying is Howie going to determine who plays on Sunday, I don't think so. But I'll say
this
I think he makes his opinion known.
Is this signaling he's making his opinion more vociferously?
Maybe.
Not just behind the scenes any longer.
All right, well, look, we'll ask for your interpretation of everything we're discussing here today. And again, as we look forward to Sirianni and now also Howie in about 20 minutes with that press conference pushed back, your expectations for what will be said and your desire for what should be said, plus Hurts. Look, we don't know for sure that he's speaking today. I would say it's probably likely. The quarterback obviously always speaks in the start of training camp, whether it's day one or day two. Today's day one practice-wise, then you got tomorrow. I would expect him to speak really soon. I hope they do it today. We're going to be all ears whenever you talk. Look, I want Hurts to exude positivity, excitement for the coming season, and frankly, to give in, even if he doesn't feel it in his heart, to show respect to the head coach. Because here's what I know. The head coach was chosen by the owner and the general manager. And I'm not talking about in 2021 when they hired him. Obviously he was. I'm talking about last January when they lost the playoff game and his job was dangling and the owner and the general manager chose to keep him. The quarterback better recognize that he better get in line because the owner and the general manager chose to keep the coach. So even if he doesn't actually respect him, he better act like he does. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Press conference soon. Phone calls now.
They need to have a guy that he respects also. I mean, that is really important. This is a critical aspect.
Well, John, let me ask you a question.
You need a leader. My biggest worry, that this is a massive concern for me, that Howie Roseman has done an incredible job of stocking this team. He's done an incredible job personnel-wise. He can't replace a great head coach.
Let me ask you a question. Devin, to you, Seltzer, to you, and everyone, 215-592-9494. This goes for the next 15 minutes until the press conference. This goes for the next year. I'm going to start with you, John, because I do. Do you trust Jeffrey Lurie? Look, they're not infallible, okay? Not infallible. Lurie and Howie have made plenty of mistakes. But do you trust their instincts? They chose to keep the head coach. Do you trust their instincts, John, yes or no? I do.
Well, do I trust their instincts? Yes. Do I think they made the right decision?
In this case, you think they made a mistake?
No, I don't. I think their instincts may have misled them in this instance. But, I hope I'm wrong. I think this is just a matter of time type thing, though.
You get my point, though, that the quarterback better recognize the coach and the owner and the GM chose him.
I don't know that.
But we do know that. They could have fired him and they didn't.
This head coach is now needing Howie to sit next to him.
It's weird.
We don't know that didn't happen before.
Yeah, that is so bizarre to me. I watch around the league. I've been paying attention to these things. I haven't seen the GM up there sitting with the head coach.
Are they going to announce a Sirianni contract extension? I don't know. All right, Devin, to try to ward off that, lame duck coach thing. Devin, do you trust Lurie and Howie's instincts?
I do. And I think that they made the right decision in keeping Nick Sirianni. I know his seat is warm, but he still won a lot of games for the Eagles pretty early in his career. And to go back to what Joel Embiid said in an interview like earlier this week, I think consistency is key. If you have a coach that's winning games despite the end of last season, I just don't think it's fair to Sirianni to move off him so quickly. So I think his seat is warm, but I trust their decision.
James, do you trust Lurie and Howie and their instincts?
I do. I think that at this point that they've been through enough together and enough situations and enough of these type of things where I do trust them to handle it.
All right. Look, press conference soon. Whenever it starts, we're going to be all ears. We're going to bring it to you here. 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. A highly anticipated press conference coming up sometime, it appears, in about the next 15 minutes. Let's go to Salvador right now in Coatesville. Good morning, Salvador.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Salvador.
I'm excited, my man. I mean, we've been waiting a long time.
I think we're about to be enlightened.
Not to mention they go to practice in an hour. That's a whole other thing.
That's a big deal. But even if they try not to say anything, we can infer quite a bit.
We will.
From everything we see.
No question. No question. All right, Salvador.
I'm a little nervous right now. I feel a little nervous.
I have a feeling they're going to try and settle all this down about all the animosity between Jalen and Nick. That's why Howie's there. I feel like he's going to take the majority of the of that answer. But I had a question. Whose E do you think is better, Howard's E or Devin's E this morning?
Howard's E? And what's Howard's E? I don't know.
Howard had a bad one?
When did he have an E?
In the Eagles chant.
Howard did an Eagles chant?
I don't remember that. I remember Jalen singing.
Everybody, all you guys at the station did that Eagles chant, and he started it out with that weak E.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh,
no.
We could do a side-by-side, potentially.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't.
That's where Joe Giglio's L drop came from, that L.
L!
You know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you have to look that up.
I know what you're talking about, bud.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Joe, today is National Gorgeous Grandma Day. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Bo
Who's
Derek.
Your favorite gorgeous grandma?
Wheelhouse.
Listen, I don't know for sure Bo Derek had a kid who had a kid, but, I mean, she's about 75, so she probably had a kid that had a kid. Right, Bo
Derek? She's over 80 now. I could be wrong.
Yeah, you know what? It's all good. Bo Derek.
That's crazy how you have one on the top of your head like that.
When is Bo Derek not on the top of my head? All right, come on.
But I got an answer for you guys.
Usually, it should be all the time. Like Bo, why would Bear?
We
Bo
don't talk
Derek
enough about Bo Derek
atop your.
I mean, Bo Derek, legend. All right, Salvador, give me a great answer. A quote from a movie, and you can't quote the movie 10. The whole thing's off the board. Give me a saying from a movie often said in real life.
Show me the money.
You know, that is a good answer.
Geez.
That is a really good answer.
One.
Yeah, I like that for
nice
sure.
One.
All right, let's talk to Tom. He's calling from Dover. What's up, Tom?
E-I-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's what I'm talking about, Tom. That's right.
I'm taking notes, okay?
Matter of fact, even Mark Zumwalt's excited for the Eagles to be back.
Yes! Oh, yes!
You know, I mean, they're upon us, Tom. They're practicing in an hour. It's a beautiful thing. Actually, they're really going to be upon me and John tomorrow. When we and Devin, we're going to be at training camp tomorrow. So for everyone listening, tune in tomorrow.
But they're really going to be upon you.
Well, they're not going to tackle me.
That would be something.
Tackle me and I sue.
Eventually,
I'm like the Duke from Rocky V. Touch me and I sue.
At one point, we had an idea that you and Jimmy were going to do the Oklahoma drill against one another.
But you remember what happened.
At one point, we had the idea that we were going to do this decameraathlon.
Well, we can still do that.
And that would have been one of the events. That's a great event.
There were two problems with the Oklahoma drill. Problem one, Seltzer was a wuss.
Yeah, right.
Problem
I'm
two.
Right, right. I'll
so
do it
Jimmy
in the hallway.
We can let them talk and do it in the hallway right now.
No, problem two. James a couple years ago finally stepped up and said that.
Stop. That was at a Phillies game.
The HR department around here is like, we can't be having that.
Oh, no.
Like, we can't. Have physical contact that could result in injury and lawsuits. Oh. So, Tom, I would have done
I'm ready right now.
I was ready 5 years ago.
Oh, but stop lying.
All right?
Stop lying.
All right?
Wow.
Hold on. I think Alicia Silverstone's weighing in.
I think Pat Riley.
You should keep your mouth
It sounds like
shut
your manufacturing enthusiasm,
all right,
Joe,
all right.
And I don't believe you.
Tom, we got off track. Hello, Tom.
Listen, man, I came in there, man, with my Eagles chant. That was for Devin. Devin, you got to get with the program. Really, you do.
I know. It was a strong work by you, and I'm taking notes.
You got to get with the program. But it's all right, though. You're just getting into the flow. Don't worry about it. You're going to be all right. But
thank you.
The reason why I called in, Joe, because that last statement that you made with this, I was listening. I said I wasn't going to call because I didn't really feel like arguing with you this morning.
Uh-oh.
I didn't feel like arguing with you. You know, but you brung the money up, and I've been waiting for you to bring the money up. That's what I've been waiting for, you know. The man's going to get his money regardless if he plays for the Eagles or not. So let's get that understood.
You're talking about Jalen?
Exactly.
Yeah, but hold on, Tom. Here's the thing about money. Hold on. Here's the thing about money in sports, particularly in a salary cap era. When you make money, and a lot of it, you make it at the expense of someone else being able to make it. It's called the Tobias Harris theory. If you sign for a fruck... I get fired up sometimes. I get a little fired up sometimes.
I get it.
If you sign for $180 million as Tobias Harris did, or $250 million as Jalen Hurts did, you better deliver for the money, all right? That's the point. Now, everyone listening is laughing because other people here are laughing and you're wondering what's going on. I may have just gotten a little too fired up and getting frustrated.
What do you mean you may have? No.
Settle down. Everybody
contracts,
settle down.
Contracts. Contracts and money. That well, you're fired
all right,
up.
All right, Tom. It's now your turn to talk. Don't lay me out, man.
It's a good catch, though, by you.
Go ahead, Tom.
Man.
All right.
Tobias Harris got the $180 million, and he moved on, and he got another contract.
But he killed them for fun. But you're missing my point. It's about what happens here. It's about the Tobias.
You know
let him, listen, Tom, would you agree with this? If a quarterback makes $50 million a year, it's more important that he play well than if a quarterback makes $5 million a year. Because he's been given the responsibility and the long-term responsibility carry the flag for the franchise.
Listen to this, man. He's going to make you eat your words, man.
I hope.
I'm going to be calling in all season. You know, that's what I do. So, you know, I'm a football caller. I call in for football. So
okay.
I'm going to be on you all season because he's going to make you eat your words. You can best believe that.
Well, here's what I say about Jalen.
Enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
We'll see. We'll find out. Tom, yeah.
Tom, I agree with you. And Joe will eat his words.
Look,
and
Tom,
I think you should call often and smash him with his own words.
Hey, John, you know, the only part about it is, man, that, you know, he could get away with that. He'd be on the radio, Jalen had good game. Jalen is. After he talked bad about him. That's the only part that I –
Look, Tom, all jokes aside.
Hang on.
All jokes aside, if I'm wrong and Jalen plays great and should be here for 5 to 10 years, I'll say I was wrong. And I'll be happy to be wrong, Tom. I'll be like, Jalen in 2022
I can't wait
exceeded
to hear
my expectations from 2021.
And I'm very
and
confident
I was thrilled.
This will look
I was thrilled.
Like 2022. I'm confident that with this framework in place, with a real NFL-style, pro-style West Coast offense, with Jalen's blend of RPO included, this offense and Saquon, wow.
All right, Tom, give me an answer. A quote from a movie often said in real life.
I told Jimmy when I called and I ain't had no quote, man. I wanted to just get that chain off for Devin.
All right, you got it. You got it. John, James, do you have the longer form of Devin's chant?
No. Yeah, I do.
So for those who missed it, earlier today, you know, because, you know, first day of Eagles practice, like, let's get fired up. And I know that Devin struggles with yelling, like, right, get into it. Like, it's just not, it's not in her bag. So yeah. I wanted to see if.
Unnatural for me.
If it would get awkward. And
yeah.
it got awkward. It took her like 2 minutes to rev up and, well, she didn't rev it up. This was an attempt at an Eagles chant.
Did your voice almost crack right there, too?
It did for a moment. All right, let's hear the attempt at an Eagles chant. Crank it up!
E-A-G-L-E-S
Eagles!
So good.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
Richie really saved her there at the end, too. Richie really came to the rescue.
Like, when I tell you, I was not expecting to fail that hard.
Well, you knew you were in trouble with the
A. So when you listen back.
Once I started, I was like, wow, I just might as well keep getting through this and get it over with. But
wow.
I can do better.
They say that your voice sounds completely different, like inside your own head.
Yep.
When you hear your own voice do that, does it sound like
it was a weird
you can't
feeling
because
it didn't even. As soon as that first E hit with the voice crack, it was not me.
Unrecognizable.
I just had to keep going through it, though.
All right. So Nick Sirianni and now Howie Roseman's press conference coming up in about 5 minutes. As soon as it starts, it might start sooner than 5, a little after 5, but somewhere in the range of about 5 minutes, they'll be at the podium at the NovaCare Complex. When they are, we will bring that press conference to you here. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Tim.
Good morning. First time, very long time listener.
Nice, man.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if Jalen Hurts comes out with a bad start, would they bench him for Kenny Pickett, or would he actually have to get hurt for Kenny Pickett?
It'd have to be
up?
A long bad start. Like Carson got 11 and a half games. You know, I would not expect Jalen to be benched at least through half the season.
I think you got to give him three quarters of the season, and it's got to be he can't
gotta be really
function
bad.
In this offense. Like you have to have proof that it's just not. Tenable.
Look, remember, Randall got benched in the fourth game of 95. That was 3.5 games.
Right.
They had Rodney Pete, and John Gruden and Ray Rhodes said, let's go for it, and it totally turned the season around. The problem, Tim, is that Kenny Pickett, now, candidly, I got to watch him play more in order for me to really know, but my guess is he's not that good. So while, you know, 4 years ago you had Jalen as a second-round pick that had not shown anything bad the way Pickett did with Pittsburgh, and you felt, all right, by benching Carson, maybe we got something in Jalen, I don't think the Eagles probably feel as confident today about Pickett as they did with Hurts 4 years ago.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
He wasn't very good in Pittsburgh. He wasn't.
Okay.
They moved off him pretty quick.
They saw a lot that they liked with Kenny Pickett.
Well, not enough. They got rid of him. For old man Russell Wilson?
No, I'm talking about the Eagles saw a lot that they liked from Kenny Pickett. They feel like they can teach this kid.
Well, he's a backup.
The way they, I understand that, but they feel like they can teach this kid to do what Nick Foles
did, John,
is allow this offense to work for him. And when we're talking about the West Coast offense, you can bring a guy in that does a great job with that.
Yeah, well,
he doesn't have to be spectacular. Kenny Pickett can do this.
Well, we'll see. Tim, go ahead, buddy.
We'll see. I got a good movie quote. Yeah. I don't know if it's you're killing me, Smalls.
It's a great one. It's already been said. Give me a different one.
Luke, I am your father.
Well, it doesn't get said in regular everyday life. All right, Tim, great first caller, despite your ridiculous answer at the end. Call us again, buddy.
And that quote's stuff, wrong, man. Too. The quote is wrong. That's the one that's, I am your father.
Powerful, powerful.
But everyone thinks it's the other way.
Yeah, I
think
it was
because
Luke.
Of Tommy Boy.
Why, did they misquote it in that movie?
Yeah, Tommy Boy, he
Chris
says Farley it
in
the fan.
In front of the fan saying, Luke, I am your father. Yeah. And I think everyone remembers that.
Fake news. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I want to talk to you about the press conference with Hurts.
Yep. Are you underwater?
Here, Mike, let me get you on a better phone line. We're going to get back to you. By the way, Sirianni's press conference shortly. Howie will be with them as well. We'll get Mike on a better phone. Let's talk to Charlie in Orland. Charlie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Charlie.
With the trade deadline, I remember all the pressure and criticism Ruben Amaro and Ed Wade used to get.
Sure.
Our current general manager gets none because I don't think anybody even knows who he is.
Well, they don't, but he doesn't make the decisions. His name is Sam Fold, and he's involved, but Dombrowski runs the show.
Yeah, I just, you know, it seems to...
Sam Fold's doing an awesome job, isn't he? I love Sam Fold.
Look,
I really do.
Maybe he's great at what he does.
We talked
to
Sam Fold one time, and he seemed really, really nice.
He did, but...
And he's from Stanford.
Well, then there you go. All right. I mean, look, Charlie, part of the reason Sam Fold or Dombrowski... You know, this isn't one of... First off, Ed Wade was in a whole different category because they hadn't made the playoffs. So that was about trying to make the playoffs. Ruben was about trying to keep it going and be as good as you could for October. That's where this is a similar category. But there's a lot of faith in Dombrowski, trust in Dombrowski. So, you know, I think people know you got
Who is there more trust in? Dave Dombrowski?
Dombrowski.
Or Howie?
Oh. It's pretty close, John. Pretty close. I mean, Howie's done it for longer. Howie's had more miscues.
But done it longer, not... I mean, Dombrowski...
Yeah, I mean, here. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
here is what I mean.
Howie's done it longer. Resume-wise, it's easily Dombrowski,
but
obviously.
Dombrowski has done... You know, yeah, it's 40 years.
Won two World Series with separate teams. He's been to three. Like, he's just done it more.
No, I agree with that. And yeah, I mean, in that sense, it's a lot like when Pat Gillick was here. You know, you got... Listen, Dombrowski's probably going to end up in the Hall of Fame.
Not probably. He's going
to...
Yeah, like he will be a Hall of Famer.
By the way, we got to get Merrill on the show next week.
You know,
Merrill goes into the Hall of Fame next week.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Let's make sure we're aware of that. Like, Merrill Reese Hall of Fame next week.
That's remarkable.
It's tremendous.
Congratulations,
Merrill. All right, Charlie, I'm sorry. We keep cutting you off. Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Jim Leland actually did... mentioned Dombrowski in his Hall of Fame speech, how good of a GM he was.
That's cool.
And an executive.
Yeah. Yep. Jim Leland recently. All right.
I didn't know that.
Charlie, give me a great answer. Notable movie, quote, often said in regular life.
Make My Day.
You know, that's a good one. Old school Clint, going back to probably, what's that, the 70s, Dirty Harry.
That's really good.
And Richie, you can do a good Dirty Harry.
I can?
Yeah, I feel like you got it. Let me hear it. Little go ahead, punk, the whole deal.
Go ahead, punk. make my day.
That good. Was good. That was really good, dude.
That's solid. I did not. Well, thanks.
That's
that,
solid.
That was cool.
Clint's wife Clint's died cool. last week.
No.
Clint's wife died. And she was younger, a
How
lot
old
younger.
Is, he's 90.
He's 94.
Wow.
And I think she was like.
Yeah, she was like 20 or 30 years younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's still directing and acting.
I know
right?
recently he was. Yeah. All right. So, James, wow. let me just detail for everyone listening. Until yesterday, this was a press conference. It was going to be at 9:30.
Yes. 9:30 yesterday. Yes. No, he's right. Joe's right.
Then yesterday, the Eagles say, all right, let's do the press conference at 9.
That's what happened.
All right. Then, about half an hour ago, we find out it's going to be 9:15.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's 9:17.
Yeah, about to be 9:18, actually.
So, like... Yeah.
So just the original what? Time now.
I mean, and you guys know, I brought this up earlier in
yeah,
the week.
It's pretty annoying. Not gonna lie.
And again, you know my theory. This isn't just, I mean, yes, as a talk show host who wants to give our audience a time to tune in and listen, yes, it bugs me from that standpoint. But just as an Eagles fan, John, if I'm a listener, I want the, look, we all understand
I want my
it.
Team
if something crazy happens.
To run like clockwork. I want
yes.
my team to be run
on.
By someone who is fastidious at the top, and it just trickles down. So when they say 9:30, it's like 9:30 on the dot as soon as that second
look,
hand gets to the top. There are some coaches out there who are that by the book, and it makes me feel better as a fan.
I'm with you, John.
If we have someone who's fastidious like that.
Here's the way I look at it. It doesn't mean you can't win a Super Bowl. Obviously you can. But yeah. this is a bad way to start training camp. I got a press conference at 9:30. That ends at 9. That ends at 9:15.
With the general manager now, all of a sudden involved too, and you can't even, you know.
It's just, I don't know, man. Some people might think I'm being nitpicky, but
I don't think you are.
I don't either.
I share your feelings.
All right.
It is just a little bit off kilter. It's a little bit off. It if it were perfectly run by the book and all the trains were coming going on time. They would run this exactly when they told us it would run.
All right, let's get to Mike right now. Mike, good morning. Mikey, Mike.
Hey, good morning. I'm outside right now. Sorry about that.
No problem, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to talk to you about Jalen Hurts because I know you have the news conference coming up. I think we should just talk about the future. I know Ray Diddy was talking about it, but also I just wanted to mention I have a son who lives down in Alabama, down south, and it seems like sometimes the people from down south just have a slower way of talking about things, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, there's a slower draw sometimes, you know. But here's the thing, Mike. It's not even so much slow draw. Can he exude positivity? I mean, seriously, he's the quarterback with incredible weapons around him. He plays for a great franchise. You know, like he makes $250 million. He seemingly hasn't been injured yet this year. So, come on. Be happy.
He drives my wife nuts. I know when we talk, you know, hear him on conferences. But it's just, I think it's his nature. He's not going
to
change.
It is his nature.
Yeah. Look, you have to imagine, though. Last season, if you are out there trying to throw the football and there's no protection scheme in front of you to keep you healthy and upright, like that would be troubling.
It's a problem.
To me.
It's a problem.
If the plays that are being called just flat out don't work and they're not being taught with discipline and you know, you don't feel like things are getting better, I would be frustrated.
No, I agree. All right, Mike, we need a quote from you that's said in real life. What do you got?
This is an Indiana Jones movie. I'm making up as I go along.
Okay, you got it.